Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samachayim Abayz. We're holding on Samachayim and Aleph, about six lines up from the bottom, by the words Eis Ve'Abaye. So the Gemara had just brought a Mishnah in Mesech HaShkalim. The Mishnah discussed, it spoke about a person who lived far away from Yerushalayim. So he sent his Machzis HaShekel with a Shliach to go bring it for him to Yerushalayim. And the Shliach was going to Yerushalayim, and on the way, the Machzis HaShekel either got lost or it got stolen, but the point is that it's gone. So the Mishnah said that the halacha is that if the Gizbar didn't yet, he wasn't yet Tayrim Delishka, so the Shliach who lost the Machzis HaShekel or it got stolen from him, so he has to make a Shvuas HaShayimrim to the one who sent him, to the Bnei Ha'ir, to the people who sent them. They make a Shvua to the person or people who sent the Shliach, and then they'll be putter for out their din shmira, they'll be putter, and the people who sent the Shliach, now they have to go give a new Machzis HaShekel. That's the halacha. The Mishnah said that they're chayv and achrayis, they have to give a new Machzis HaShekel. Then the Mishnah said, now what happens if after the Bnei Ha'ir give a new Machzis HaShekel, they then find the original, or the person who stole it then gives it back, so now they have the original Machzis HaShekel back. So it was a machlekes. The Tanakhama said that they both have kedusha machzis hashekel, and so they're both considered machzis hashekel. However, you can't say, oh, one I'll use for this year and one I'll use for next year. The halacha is that they can't be used for next year. Next year you have to give another machzis hashekel, a brand new machzis hashekel. However, Rabbi Yehuda said that no, you could save one and use it for the following year. It's kosher. It's oilin lahen l'shana haba. So the Gemara had said, now what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he allow you to use it for the following year? So Rava said to Svara, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chayvay Shalshana Zu, Krayvay Shalshana Haba. He said to Svara that even something, money which was designated to pay off a Chay for this year, you could use it for a following year. So therefore the Machzis HaShekel, even though it was separated and designated to be used for this year, you could use it for the following year. That's the way Rava was Mazber Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you could use the Machzis HaShekel for the following year. So now picks up the Gemara Eis Ve'Abaye. Abaye has a cash on Rava. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that you could use something which was separated for this year for the following year. I have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds not like that. Eis Ve'Abaye, par v'sayer shel yom kippurim. Let's say you have the par or the sayer of Yom Kippur. Sha'avdu v'hifrish achirim tachtayen. They got lost. Either the par got lost or the seirim. One or both of the seirim got lost. And we're talking about after the gairo. We'll see soon. So we have a Sayer LaShem and a Sayer LaZazel, and they got lost, or the par got lost. And the Hifrish Achirim Tachtayin, so the Kohen Gadol was Mafresh a new one instead in their place. So now he has a new par, a new Sayer. The Chain Siri Avodah Zarah, also when it comes to the Siri Avodah Zarah, the carbon that the Tzibur brings when they were over on Isra Avodah Zarah with the mistake of based on a mistaken psak from Bezdin. So the Siri Avodah Zarah, Sha'avdu, let's say they got lost. The Hifrish Achirim Tachtayin, so they designated a new serum, and then they find the, and now we're talking about, the Bryce is talking about the case where then they find the originals. So again, so we have the par and the sire of Yom Kippur, or this Iri of Avodah Zarah, they got lost, so new ones were designated, and then they find the original one sometime later. Sometime after Yom Kippur, or after they brought the sire of Avodah Zarah, they find the original ones. So the halacha is now all about what do we do with all of these originals? So Kulan Yamusu Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all of them, they die. See, we don't save them for next year. The halacha is that they all die. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Imim, Yerowach, Yistavu. No, we let them graze until they develop a mum. V'yimachru, v'yipu demeim l'nedava. And then we use the money of the proceeds from their sale to then buy a nedava for the Beis HaMikdash. Ein chatas tzibur mesa, because this is a chatas tzibur, so it doesn't have a din that it's mesa. But al kapanim, you see that what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that we let them die. We don't say, oh, what do you mean? Save it until next year. We don't say that you could save it until the following year. So how could you, Rabbi, say that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Chayvay Shalshana Zu, Krayvay Shalshana Haba, that things which are separated for this year, we could bring them the following year. If that was true, then this shouldn't have a din of Chata Shemesa. This shouldn't have a din of a Chata Shemesa, because we could save it until the following year. We could use the Seirim, or the power of Yom Kippur, and we could save it for next year Yom Kippur. So that was a bias cash on Rava. So Amar Lei, so says the Gemara, so Amar Lei, so Rava said back, it's on the Kasha. Because crave a karbanah sibur kamrit. You're asking me a kasha from the par and the sar of Yom Kippur over the siri of the zara. Those are karbanah sibur. The law of karbanah sibur is that who pays for karbanah sibur? It comes from the machzis hashekel fund. So says the Gemara, shani karbanah sibur. Karbanah sibur are different. Kidrebi tavi, amrav yeshia, dam reb tavi, amrav yeshia. He said, amakra, that the pasuk says, zois oilas chaydesh bechachay. The pasuk says, the chachay ashana. So what's all these chaydesh? That Amra Torah, he darshan, that the Torah is coming to teach us Chadesh, that you must renew it. V'haveli karba mitruma chadasha. Every year you have to bring the Karbanos Sibur from the new Machzis Shekel fund. So the reason why you can't save the Karbanos of Yom Kippur or the Siri of Avodah Zarah, you can't save them until the following Yom Kippur, is because here we're talking about Karbanos Sibur. So it's not savable till next year. Your old kasha was, as a fear of Yehuda, why not save it until next year? The answer is that you can't, because being that these are Karbanos Sibur, the halacha by Karban Sibur is that it always has to come from that year's Machzis Hashekel fund. So the ones from this year came from this year's Machzis Hashekel fund. You can't save this carbon until next year, because next year's Karban Sibur has to come from next year's Machzis Hashekel fund. So that's why this carbon is not salvageable. You can't just save it until next year, because there's a halacha that has to come from the new Machzis Hashekel fund. Says the Gemara, Hatinach Sayer. That's all good when it comes to the Sayer of Yom Kippur. However, Par Ma'ikalim Emar. The Par of Yom Kippur is not a Karban Sibur. It's a Par Kohen Gadol. It's the Par of the Kohen Gadol. It's not a Karban Sibur. And therefore, the point is that we spoke before about exactly how much does it sell Sibur, how much does it sell the Kohen Gadol. But Lemaisa definitely doesn't come from the communal fund. It doesn't come from the Machzis Hashekel fund. The Kohen Gadol pays for it. So that doesn't have a din of Karban Sibur. So why does the Par have to get killed? Why can't we just save the par until next year Yom Kippur? So explains the Gemara, then no, because Xeric par atu sawyer. Once we start saving the par, then someone might think that we could save the sawyer also, so therefore it's a Xeric not to save the par atu the sawyer. Well, frak the Gemara, so it comes out that the reason why we're saying to kill the par and not just save it until next year is because of Xeric. Omishum Xeric, yamos, yamusu. That seems very extreme, that because of Xeric we're going to kill Kachim. Well, I mean, at least let it graze until it develops some mom. There's no reason why we should kill it. Why should we kill it just because of Xeric? The Oid, and says the Gemara, furthermore, Had Reb Tavi, this whole din, why is it that you're telling me that the Sayer can't be saved, is because there's a din for next year's Karbanos of Yom Kippur, or the next year's Siri Avodah Zarah, that it has to come from the new fund. So that's why we're saying to kill the Sayer, because next year's Karbanos Sibur have to come from the new fund. That was Rabbi Tavi Amir Rabbi Yoshia's din. Well, says the Gemara, Had Reb Tavi Amir Rabbi Yoshia Gufa Mitzvahi. Even that din itself of Reb Tavi Amir Rabbi Yoshia, it's just a mitzvah, it's just a chatchilo, it's not ma'ake. Lemaisa, if you bring Karbanos Sibur from the previous year funds, it's kosher. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Karbanos Sibur, Shaban Be'echad Benisan, Mitzvah Lahavi Menachadosh. Once it hits Echad Benisan, so that's the new year, so it's a mitzvah to bring it from the new year's Machzis Hashekel. But Lemaisa, Vimhevi Menayashan Yotza. But if you bring it from the previous years, you're still Yotze. El Shechiser Mitzvah. It's not as ideal, but Lemaisa, you're still Yotze. So being that you're still Yotze, if you bring it from next year's, from the previous year's Machzis Hashekel fund, so why is it that we can't save the Sawyer? You're telling me we're gonna kill the Sawyer instead of saving it for next year because of a din lechatchila that the Karbanos Sibur have to come from the new year's Machzis Hashekel? That doesn't make any sense. So it says the Gemara, Ella Amr Reb Zera. A different answer to Abaye's Kasha. Again, Rava had said that the Pshad and Rabbi Yehuda by Machzis Hashekel, that the Machzis Hashekel could be saved until the following year, is because you're allowed to save things until the following year. Fract Abaye, but how come by the Par and the Sayer of Yom Kippur? How come by the Siri of Avodah Zarah? Why don't we say save it until the next year? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Tomos? So says the Gemara, Ella Amr Reb Zera. Rabbi Zera says, Lefi She'en HaGayru Kaiveya Mishana L'Chaverta. The reason why you can't save the Karbanos of Yom Kippur until the following year is because there's a halacha that this year's gairo can't be kaiveya for next year's gairo. Can't be kaiveya for next year's karbon. So therefore, the gairo was kaiveya, this is the Sayer Lashem, this is the Sayer Lazazel, that can't have an effect for next year's Yom Kippur. Well, says the Gemara, okay, who cares? V'naisi v'nagro. So just use those seirim still for next year and just make a new gairo. What's the problem? Why can't you still save the animals until the following Yom Kippur? So says the Gemara, because maybe there'll be someone, Rabbi Eliakim explains that maybe there'll be someone who doesn't see the Gairo next year. And therefore, what's he going to think? He's going to think, oh, last year's Gairo worked for this year. And he's going to think that that's the halacha, that Gairo Kaiveya Mishana Lechaverta. So because of this chashash, that maybe someone won't see the following year's gairo, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda said that we have to kill the sayer. Well, says the Gemara, hatinach sayer, that's all good when it comes to the sayer itself. So you have this concern that maybe someone's going to think that the gairo is kaivam, yishanu l'chaverta. But par ma'ikala meimar, but how's that going to help us with the par? The par doesn't have a gairo. So why can't you save the par until the following year? So says the Gemara, gzeira par atusar. The reason why we say not to save the par is the gzeira to the sawyer. Well, frak the Gemara, mishum gzeira yamusu, vaiter, because of gzeira, you're gonna kill something just because of gzeira. And the Taz Yeshanim explains that even though really this is the same kasha that we asked before, so what was Rabbi Zeira thinking? We already knew this pshat, this kasha, that we don't kill something just because of gzeira. So Taz Yeshanim explains that, as we're gonna see also further, that each Amayra thought that his chashash was more chummer than the previous one. And because of his chashash, which was so much more chummer, so even because of gzeira, we'll kill it. To which the Gemara is asking that no, still, because of Gzeira, we're not going to kill it. So as the Gemara Vayter, so a new teretz. So again, why is it that we don't save the Karbanos of Yom Kippur till the following year? Amru Rabban and Kemeda Abaye, the Rabbanon said in front of Abaye, the Gzeira Mishum Chata Shemesu Baleha. It's the reason why we don't save it until the following year, is because of the Chashash that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to die, and the Chata Shemesu Baleha you can't use, it's possible. So therefore, because of this Chashash that maybe the Kohen Gadol is not going to make it alive until the following year, so therefore we don't save it. Well, says the Gemara, Hatinach par, that makes sense by the par, because the par, who's the bailim of the par, is the Kohen Gadol. So therefore this is a chashash, that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to die, and that's a chata, shemesu baleh. However, sayer ma'ikala me'emar, what are you going to say about the sayer? The sayer is not owned by the Kohen Gadol, it's owned by the tzibur, and ain't a tzibur mesim, that's not a chashash, right? So therefore why can't we save the sayer until the following year? So says the Gemara, gzeira sayer atu par. No, but we don't save the sayer because of gzeira atu the par, being that we can't save the par, so we don't save the sayer either. Says the Gemara, Bavaiter, Mishum Gzeira, Yamusu. And because of this Gzeira, we say not to save it, and Rabbi Yehuda says to have to kill the parent, to let them die, to let the parent, the sayer, die just because of this Gzeira. That doesn't make any sense. Ella Gzeira, Mishum Chatash Avrushnasa. Says the Gemara Nuchashash. The reason why we don't save the Karbanos until the next year, well, specifically about the Sa'ir, is because of a Chashash of a Chatash of Rosh Nasa. The Sa'ir of Yom Kippur has to be Dafka less than a year old. And therefore, it has to be in its first year. And therefore, there's a chashash that maybe by following Yom Kippur, it's going to be more than a year old. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Gzeira, hi guf achatash avrishnasahi. It's, by next year Yom Kippur, it's for sure going to be older than a year. If this year Yom Kippur, it's alive, so then by definition, by next year Yom Kippur, it's already past its first birthday. So what do you mean, gzeira because of achatash avrishnasa? It's vaday achatash avrishnasa. So says the Gemara, no, it's not vaday. There's a way we could go until next year Yom Kippur, and it's not going to be a year old. How is that possible? Remember, it has to be at least 8 days old by Yom Kippur, because otherwise it's too young. So it has to be at least 8 days old. So how is it going to be possible that by next year Yom Kippur it's still not going to be a year yet? So says the Gemara, halei kasha kerebi. It's possible, like Rebbe. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa regarding Bati Arichayma, the halacha is if a person sells a house in a walled city, during that first year that he sold, within the first year that he sold the house, the halacha is that he could force the buyer to sell it back to him if he gets the money. He sold it because, let's say, he couldn't afford the house anymore. He gets money during the year. Within the first year, he could force the buyer to sell it back to him. However, after that year is up, so then it becomes fully the buyer's house. So now, how do we measure this year? So when the Pasuk says Shana Tamima, the Pasuk says regarding Bati Arichayma, Shana Tamima, that he has a full year to redeem it. How do we measure this year? So says the Braisa, Maina Shalosh Me'as V'Shishim V'Chamisha Yom Kiminin Ma'isachama Divi Rebbe. Rebbe says that we use the solar calendar. We count 365 days. A Shana Tamima, a full year, is 365 days. It means the solar count. V'Chachamim Ma'imrim, that no, Maina Shnei Masar Chaydash Mi'ayim Li'ayim. No, we use the lunar calendar. We count 12 months from day to day on the lunar calendar. Venis Abra, Nis Abra L'Maicher. And if the Bezda makes it into a leap year, so then the Maicher gets an extra month to redeem it, because we use fully the lunar calendar. If today is Yud Gimel Adar, so you have until the following year, Yud Gimel Adar, that it goes by the lunar calendar. If it's a leap year, you get an extra month. That's how the Chachamim learn. But the point is, Lefi Rebbe, you see, Rebbe considers Ashana Tamima to be 365 days. So if we apply Rebbe's din to the Yom Kippur, to the fact that the Sayer has to be a year old, old, if we say a year means 365 days, so we can have it that the Sayer by next year Yom Kippur is still in its first year, because if let's say it's only exactly 8 days old on this year Yom Kippur, so 354 days later, by the following year Yom Kippur, it's still going to be within 365 days. So it is possible to have it that the Sayer won't be Achat HaShavar Shenasa, but still, because of Gzeira of Achat HaShavar Shenasa, because sometimes it might happen that it is past its first year, so that's why we don't save the Sayer. Because of this Gzeira, that maybe sometimes it won't be within its first year, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yamusu Altsis Gzeira, says the Gemara, Hatinach Sayer. So that makes sense with regards to the Sayer, because there's a dinner that has to be within its first year. But par ma'ikalameimar, a par could be up to 3 years old. So why can't we save the par until next year? So says the Gemara, gzeira par atu Sayer, we don't save the par, also gzeira because of the fact that we are not saving the Sayer. If we save the par, someone might think he could save the Sayer. So gzeira par atu Sayer, we don't save the par either. Well, frak the Gemara, the same kash as before, mishum gzeira yamos, that because of gzeira, you're going to have the par, you're going to let the par die and not save it, or not at least let it graze, just because of this gzeira. And furthermore, fact the Gemara, chata shavar shnasa l'ri'iyah azla. Even the Sayer, why does Rabbi Yehuda say Yamos just because of a gzeira of Achat HaShavar Shenasa? Even the din of Achat HaShavar Shenasa is not that it gets killed, it's just that you let it graze. The Amar Reish Lakish says, Achat HaShavar Shenasa, the din of Achat HaShavar Shenasa, is that Rayin Aisa, we view it, Kiilu Hi Aymed as Bebayis, Bebeis HaKvaris, but Raya, you view it like just that it's standing in a Beis HaKvaris, that the Kayin can't access it, and therefore you let it graze, meaning it's not a Psul Batzem, it's just like something which you can't access. Just like the carbon that's in the base HaKvaris, the problem is not something that's them, it's just that the Kayin can't access it. So too, that's the din of a Chata Shavar Shenasa. That it's just the carbon that's kilo you can't access. And therefore, the din is not Yamusu, the din is that you let it graze. So even the Sayer, it doesn't make sense that because of this Gzeira, Rabbi Yehuda would say to have it killed. You would just say let it graze. So therefore, we still don't have a Teretz to explain why it is that with regards to the Par and the Sayer of Yom Kippur, that Rabbi Yehuda says Yamusu when we don't save it until the following year. We'll stop here. We'll just end with a small vart from Rav Moshe Feinstein, whose yartzeit is actually today, on Yud Gimel Adar, on something that he says in our Gemara. So the whole sugya started, because the Gemara brought a Mishnah in Mesechta Shkalim, where the Mishnah brings the halacha that if the Bnei Ha'ir send the shliach to bring their machza shekel to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, so if it gets lost or stolen, the shliach will make a shvus, a shemrim to the Bnei Ha'ir, and then ultimately the Bnei Ha'ir achayiv and achrayis, they have to give a new machza shekel. So the Gemara on this Mishnah, in Parak Beis, halacha Aleph, and Mesech HaShkolim, brings a machloikes. In a case where, let's say, a person is mafresh money for machza shekel, stam on his own, he's mafresh in his own room, a machza shekel, and then he loses it. Is he chayiv in achrayis? Is he chayiv to bring a new machzah shekel? So Reish Lakish says he's not chayiv in achrayis. Rabbi Yochanan says that he is chayiv to give a new machzah shekel. Reish Lakish, the Gemara explains, holds that he's not chayiv because there's a din that called hecha diisei bebegaza derachmani isei. Wherever the machzah shekel is, it's considered the gizbers. Once a person is mafresh a machzah shekel, so now it belongs to the gizber. Whether it's physically in the gizber's hands or not, it still belongs to the gizber. So therefore, Reish Lakish has a very compelling svara called Hecha Diisei Bebegaza Durachmani Isei, that wherever it is, it's in the chamber of Hashem. It belongs already to Hektish already. The moment a person is mafresh it, and therefore, even if it gets lost afterwards, that's not your responsibility to then give a new machzeh shekel. So the Gemara asks from our Mishnah in Mesechta Shkalim, because the Mishnah that our Gemara quoted, because the Mishnah seems to say lahedya that the Bnei Ha'ir are chayiv to replace the machzeh shekel, which got lost. So the Gemara explains that no, Reish Lakish would tell you that that's just the gzeira, because they don't want people to be mezalzel and machzeh shekel and send it through a shliach. They want people to be responsible and bring it themselves. So therefore, there's a gzeira, but not really maker. It's not really medina that the Bnei Ha'ir were chayiv to replace the machzeh shekel which got lost or stolen. But al kaponim, so this is Reish Lakish's svar, that the reason why a person is mafresh machzeh shekel and then it gets lost, he's not chayiv to replace it, is because of a svar that kol hecha diisa bebeigaza derachmani isa, that wherever it is, it already belongs to Hekdesh. So the Rishonim already speak about now what's the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. L'chay Reish Lakish has a good svara that as soon as one is mafresh machzeh shekel, so it belongs to Hekdesh already. So if it gets lost or stolen, why does that make it that now a person has to replace it?
What's the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that the machzor shekel needs to be replaced? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Shekel HaKodesh, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, in Sif Ka'an Lamed Aleph, he brings from the Rash Shirilai, who says that it's a drasha, it's a gzeiros hakasuv, that there's a din by machzor shekel, even though technically it's true, that as soon as one is mafresh it, so it's already considered owned by Hektish, but there's a din, a gzeiros hakasuv by machzor shekel, he brings a drasha, that the money has to actually get to the physical hands of the gizbar. And until then, a person is not yoytze his mitzvah machzor shekel. So since he's not yoytze his mitzvah machzor shekel, so vada now he has to give a new machzor shekel in order to be mekayim his mitzvah machzor shekel. However, Moshe Feinstein and Dibros Moshe and Bav Metzia and Simon Nun Beis, so he says that no. He says that no, Rish Lakish is right, that as soon as a person is mafresh, the machzor shekel, it belongs to Hekdesh, and really, technically, a person does not have to replace it. In terms of his mitzvah machzor shekel, he's already yoytze his mitzvah machzor shekel. However, says Ramesha that the Torah says regarding machzor shekel, that it's lachaper al nafshay seichem, that ultimately, what do we do with the money from the machzor shekel, like we had in our Gemara? We use the money to then buy karbanis tzibur. And a person has to be part of that. That the Karbanis Tzibur, the Machzor Shekel, he has a mitzvah of giving Machzor Shekel, but not just that, it's the Chaper on Nafshei Seichem, it's in order to get Kapara, in order to be part of the Karbanis Tzibur. So even though it's true, says Rav Moshe, even though it's true that as soon as you're Mafreshit, you're Yaitzei the mitzvah of giving Machzor Shekel, but you're still going to have to give a new one in order to be Mekayim L'chaper on Nafshei Seichem, in order to be part of the Karbanis Tzibur. In order to be part of every Karban Tzibur, you have to be part of that fund. So you still have to send another Machzor Shekel, not Midin Machzor Shekel, but Midin L'chaper on Nafshei Seichem. And the Nafkamina is going to be whether or not when the person then has to give a new Machzor Shekel, because it comes out L'kuli Alma L'fi Rabbi Yochanan, you have to give a new Machzor Shekel. Just Shaila is what are you coming to be Mekayim? According to Chaim Kanievsky, you're coming to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel. According to Ramesha, you're not coming to be Mekayim the mitzvah Machzor Shekel. You're coming to be Mekayim Stam, L'chapra Nafshei Seichem, to be part of the Karbanis Tzibur, which obviously besides the L'shem Yichud, the Nafkamina will be, says Ramesha, with regards to Shavei Kesef Kekesef. Because when it comes to Machzor Shekel, you can't give Shavei Kesef. You can't give something which is worth money. Any sort of object which has the value of a Machzor Shekel, that's not good enough. You have to actually give a Machzor Shekel. So what's going to happen now when this person loses his Machzor Shekel and he has to give a new Machzor Shekel? What does he have to give? Does he have to give actual Kesef or can he give Shavei Kesef? So says Rav Moshe, so it comes out, Lefi Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that when you re-give the Machzor Shekel, you're coming to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel, so you're going to have to give actual Kesef. You can't give Shavei Kesef. You can't give, let's say, a watch or anything like that. However, if you're a Maisha, it's going to come out that the reason why you have to give is just to be part of the Karbanis Tzibur. It's not because of Machzor Shekel. And therefore, says Ramesha, you can even give Shavei Kesef. You won't be limited to giving Dafka Kesef.